Track 4. Unit 2. Listening 1. CAE Part 2. Sentence completion.
Hello, good evening. Well, as you know, I'm here to talk about my great passion in life, time capsules. Now, if you're not sure, a time capsule is a container filled with typical objects from a particular time and, in most cases, buried underground for safekeeping. The idea behind this, of course, is that future generations will be able to learn about life in the past when they open up the capsule and study the objects. So, when did all this burying business begin? Well, the idea of storing objects for posterity in this way goes back over a century to the 1900s. The problem was, and indeed still is to some extent, that most of these have been lost to history. Why is this, you might ask? Well, it's either because of thieves and the fact that the capsules weren't sufficiently well protected, or, and this is the most usual explanation, because no one bothered to keep proper records and we don't know for sure where the capsules are. To give you just one example, they buried 17 of them back in the 30s in California in a place called Corona, and not one of them has ever been found. Amazing, isn't it? And do you remember the popular television programme MASH? Well, in 1983, some of the cast put costumes and props from the show in a capsule and buried it in a secret ceremony, refusing to tell anyone not connected with the show where exactly they'd put it. All they'd say was that it was somewhere in the 20th Century Film Studios car park in Hollywood. Now, of course, they've built a huge hotel on the site and no one knows where on earth to look for it. But the modern-day passion for time capsules really began in the late 1930s when a man called Dr. Thornwell Jacobs, the president of Oglethorpe University in Atlanta, was doing some research into ancient civilizations. Well, he was so frustrated by the lack of accurate information that he came up with a plan to ensure that the same thing wouldn't happen to future generations. He built the Crypt of Civilization, that's what he called his time capsule, in an area the size of a swimming pool, in the basement of one of the university buildings, Hurst Hall. You can still see it today, in fact, but you can't see any of the contents. The crypt won't be opened for another 6,000 years. It's got all sorts of things, newsreels, important radio speeches, scientific instruments, and, wait for it, over 640,000 pages of material on microfilm, including the Bible, the Quran, the Iliad, and Dante's Inferno. But it's not all serious stuff. There's also a Donald Duck doll, and literally thousands of everyday objects like cooking utensils, ornaments and tools. Very sensibly, Dr. Jacobs didn't put in any real items of jewellery because he thought that might attract robbers, but he did include models of necklaces and earrings, as well as papier-mâché fruit and vegetables, and even a small capsule of beer. Since then, of course, all sorts of people have put all sorts of objects into time capsules. Now, if you're interested in burying your own time capsule, I can...